While the end of the month is a key date, it's another one about a half year away that will largely guide much of what happens these next few weeks, the November election. Governor Pat Quinn is calling for an extension of Illinois' income tax rates, and he has the support of the Democratic leaders of the House and Senate. They all say it's a better choice than the devastating cuts that are coming if the tax rolls back. While there are enough Democrats to get it through, legislators have their own elections to think about. Quinn will be hard-pressed to win over Democrats who promised the 2011 tax hike was going to be temporary, or who have competitive races for re-election. That's a bigger obstacle in the House than in the Senate, and Evanston Representative Elaine Nekritz, a leading Democrat, says members are split on the best budget approach.
Until we get 60 that are on the same page, it's going to be a real challenge.
Especially as Republicans, including Quinn's challenger, GOP nominee Bruce Rauner, say the threats of cuts are overblown. I'm Amanda Vinicky.